Remember that fucking little Jewish fucking piece of shit, Mark Zuckerturd? Well, I responded to some of his bullshit videos. Oh, more free speech. Well, there's nearly 450,000 comments. Well, I just... Oh, get off there. Fuck you. Well, what happened was... I left some comments for him. And, yeah, here's a video on Mark Zuckerturd, you know.
Regarding the COVID censorship.
Well, we have heard from representatives of Facebook. They understand now that they need to take this very seriously. And the reason they need to is what they did, apparently under the direction of federal officials, is they took down these group chats of the vaccine injury. People that were being gaslit, they are being ignored by their own health providers, they couldn't get treatment, they were suffering severe adverse events. And the only sense of support they had was through these Facebook chat groups, and after my panels, those chat groups were taken down. And the result of that is people committed suicide. They had no support whatsoever. They were in utter despair. And the result of Facebook's action at the behest of the federal officials was that people took their own lives. So I made it very clear to Facebook that I am dead serious.
Yeah, so that's something I've just posted, but hey, look at that. I've left other comments there too. And, other comments, yeah. Oh, they're top of the fucking pile. Oh, awesome. Hang on a second. There's no likes on it. Oh, what a surprise. Yeah, 12,000 likes on he wore a shirt every day, and what a sellout, 5,500, 10,000. Oh. Wow, here's a nice little one. For years, my husband and I have endured this suppression. Meta has deleted 5 of our Instagram accounts, sabotaged our monetization, and obliterated growing groups like vaccine-free mums and dads, and our detox group spaces, where thousands of like-minded, you know. Fuck. Troll arm. Oh, yes. Mr. Zuckerberg, your announcement yesterday regarding the cessation of fact-checking and censorship has opened the door for critical conversation. Well, this step may signify progress, and in some areas we must address the glaring inequalities and systemic failures that have thrived under Peter's current policies. Exploitation and abuse. Your platform has allowed pedophilic accounts and exploitative content targeting children to exist unchecked. Despite countless reports by users, this vile content remains untouched, perpetrating harm. How is it that such abuse goes unchallenged while other users are disproportionately punished for posting legitimate information? Troll armies and harassment. Entire troll networks with blatantly fake profiles have weaponized your platform to harass and threaten individuals. They tell us to die, insult us, and spread malicious lies, yet reporting them often yields no action. In stark contrast, when we share posts grounded in peer-reviewed studies or informed opinions, people's experience. We are banned, flagged, or censored in silence. Oh, yeah. Somewhere I shadow banned. Content censorship and shadow banning. Good. Content about health, the environment, or topics considered politically sensitive, such as vaccine discussions or Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s work, has been systematically targeted. Posts backed by credible research are fact-checked with bias, warnings are issued, and accounts are shadow banned. For years, my husband and I have endured this suppression. Meta has deleted 5 of our Instagram accounts, sabotaged our monetization, and obliterated growing groups like Vaccine for Mums and Dads. And our detox group, spaces where thousands of like-minded individuals found community. Your algorithmic changes have rendered groups ineffective. Pinning posts, once a vital tool for communication, was replaced with an obscure featured tab that no one can find. Search results bury groups like ours, hiding them from those who need them the most. This is not a coincidence, this is systemic silence. The need for accountability. There is no transparency, no chain of command, no chain of command to address grievances or defend our platforms. Entire livelihoods and communities have been destroyed with the flip of a switch, yet no one is held accountable. This is not just about freedom of speech, it's about equity, transparency and the integrity of Meta as a global platform. I urge you to consider the real victims of these policies, families, professionals, communities trying to make a difference in a living or a living. Meta, if Meta truly wants to champion free speech and innovation, it must rectify these wrongs. Restore our accounts and groups, end shadow banning, allow the pendulum to swing back towards fairness. You hold the power to create meaningful change instead of the world being a stage and this being a theatrical performance. Be a hero for once. Well, there's a whole heap of replies to that, and we could go down the rabbit holes. Let's see what this is happens when you press this. Oh, it's download. Ah, download the video. It doesn't do anything. Oh, there's no fucking likes at all. Let's have all comments. Here's my invisible, my top of the world fucking posts on, you know, Mark Zuckerturd's fucking personal webpage. Yet you fucking scumbag fucking Jew, I'm shadow banned. Wow, look at that. What a record. Oh, I'd like to just jump on this guy and bite that big fucking Jew nose off his face. You know? That guy is such a pure fucking scumbag. Well, anyway. Well, I guess that sums it up. Ms. Mix Tradeblades, I've been getting on this platform less and less these days. We only see ads and suggested posts. Rarely do I see any friends' posts. I've held on because some of the groups I'm in, now it's going to be filled with misinformation and garbage, or misinformation garbage. It's time to move on, yeah? It's some sort of, you know. One of the good things about making enemies is, you know, you can make people like Mark Zuckerturd makes a lot of really, 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 really bad enemies. And the good thing about really, really bad enemies, a lot of them are fucking really smart. And, you know, they're sort of like hammering this guy's head to the fucking tree with a decking spike, you know. This is really good. Well, anyway, there you go, people. I'm shadow banned by Mark Zuckerturd. You fucking degenerate Jew piece of shit, you know. So, anyway. Let's see it.